And yet the recovery in Lebanon may seem simple compared to the recovery in Afghanistan. 6 years after the fall of the Taliban, reconstruction is described as slow at best. Key projects like a paved ring road to link the country's provinces are far from complete. And that's despite billions of construction dollars pouring into Afghanistan every year from 36 nations. Growing insecurity caused by insurgents is partly to blame, but as NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson discovered in northeastern Badakhshan province, terrain and tradition are often far greater obstacles.
Dusty Afghan villagers using shovels and pickaxes are turning this tiny mountain trail into a rare road linking the northern and southern parts of Badakhshan province. It's a painfully slow process. The men beat at the mountain to widen the trail into a single-lane road made of rocks and dirt. Debris is flung some 600 feet below into the riverbed. A stubborn outcrop is dealt with more forcefully, using dynamite provided by the German team supervising the project.
Through the holes, like half a meter deep, and then they have their plastic bags with the dynamite powder, and they push it in with a wooden stick.
That's Jörg Yoder. He oversees this 10-month-old project that costs $500,000 and will eventually stretch 6 miles. Yoder admits the new road will be a far cry from any autobahn back home. But Abdulrazed Rohani, the crew foreman, says the road is a lifesaver for his village. Rohani says trucks will use the road to supply villages like Farghanbol year-round. He adds the $3 each of his workers is paid daily is a small fortune by local standards. Thomas Zahneisen, the civilian in charge of the German provincial reconstruction team.
It's just so little what is here, and you really have to do so many things just to get development started. Yeah, I really have to start from scratch here. Nothing has ever been done here.
This project is like most across Badakhshan, an unpaved road, a well, a small bridge, all modest by Western standards, but vitally important to the inhabitants of this mountainous region. That's because the nearly 1 million Afghans here live pretty much like their ancestors did centuries ago. Many families live in mud homes without electricity or running water or cars. They spend half the year growing food for themselves and their livestock so they can survive the other half of the year when they are socked in by snow. Yoder, the program advisor for GTZ, a state-run German development company, says it's impossible to meet Western expectations of how fast development should happen, let alone to get villagers to follow standard business practices.
We will not be able to shape Afghanistan according to our visions. This is one of the principal problems here. It's still an oral culture. Many people do not know how to write and read. It is a very slow, step-by-step process to introduce requirement like an official bill.
Afghans, too, are frustrated with the slow pace of reconstruction. Like villagers in Yawan, not far from the border with the former Soviet Republic of Tajikistan. When Yoder and colleague Marina Kilpinski come here, the local police chief does something unthinkable by Afghan standards of hospitality. He launches into a tirade over a badly needed bridge before greeting the visitors with steaming cups of green tea. Police Chief Najibullah quickly apologizes. He says he's upset. He worries a 90-foot bridge proposed for Yawan's River won't be done before the weather turns bad. The bridge will connect 7 northern districts with the rest of the province. Najibullah says it will also save Yawan's children and livestock from drowning, as sometimes happens here. Kilpinski reminds the chief that while the Czechs and Germans are paying some $90,000 for the project, it's up to the villagers to build the bridge.
The most important thing now is to select exactly the right place to start excavation, and they can start now. The money is here, and the project is ready to move forward, but only the people that live here can tell us exactly where the water rises and how it will be in the springtime.
The village elders and German team head to the river. Soon, everyone agrees on a spot. The German team says that with a little luck and local elbow grease, the bridge could be ready by winter. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News in Badakhshan.